Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
All right, let's get to what we need.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FloorCraft. Save up to $1,000 on the Claws and Paws flooring sale at FloorCraft, Carpet One, San Francisco. Refresh your floors, kitchen, and bath, and save. Visit FloorCraftHome.com for details. All right, so here's what's happening. Warm and windy today with a red flag fire warning. So, and I believe that goes through tonight. So just sort of be as careful as possible with your flames, your flamethrowers, your Bic lighters, your Siggy butts, whatever it is, be careful
stuff.
With it. Okay, so here's what's happening. I wanted to begin by saying I didn't get to hear because I was not anywhere in my car or list, but congratulations to Marie at 97.3. She had the station all weekend.
All to herself.
And happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms, including you, Sarah.
Thank you. And to your mom.
How did
it
go?
As well. Great. We had a lovely, lovely day. As soon as my children woke up, they cooked me breakfast. I was up far earlier than they were. And I got a bunch of gardening done. It was so delightful.
You're
and then
up early now? All the time?
Yeah. It's I can't sleep. So then at night, I'm tired. Like
it's bizarre.
I'm asleep by like 10 or 11 every night. I'm like fighting to stay awake that long.
Wow.
I know. What's happening to me? I'm ruined.
Well, you're finally, you know, succumbing to working mornings. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. I don't know. You know what's... I think it's the pandemic. Because
be.
I don't really hang out with friends the way I used to. And we don't go anywhere, you know? Like, normally you'd go somewhere, you go to a show, or you'd go out for dinner and do something else, and it would, you know, whatever. And you wouldn't... You just would be up and kind of wide awake or have coffee after dinner. And now I'm like, oh my God, what is it, only 9:15? I guess I can hang for another hour. Okay, one more. Press go on one more show. That's what we do. So, of course, I'm falling asleep. So, they got me, but my kids know me. They got me a bowl. It's a cow bowl. It's very cute. And then John got me these
two cow plants. Bowl, like black and white colored or something?
It's the shape of a cow. Like, it's long like this, has like a cow face and a cow butt, and then the cow legs holding it up, and then udders underneath. It's long and low, and then it's like... It's like the perfect shape to put like half a watermelon in.
Oh.
I'm like, it's kind of like that, but much more elaborate.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is at the top.
This one?
That's the one. That's it. Oh, that's so funny. You type in cow bowl and there it is. There's the cow bowl.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really, really nice. I love it. And then my husband got me these two. One of them is like 3.5 feet tall. One of them is like 2.5 feet tall. It's a man and a woman robot. And they're planters. I laugh for an hour. They're just adorable.
A man and a woman robot planters.
Yeah, they're robots. So they're made, they're like tin buckets all welded together and different, you know, and they've got arms and they don't, you know, they're weighted at the bottom. So you stick them in your garden and then you put or wherever you want, I suppose. You could have them sitting on either side of your front door and then you put a little plant and the top of the head is like an empty bucket and you put a plant. Oh my God, they're so I just laughed and laughed. I'm like, you guys know me so well. This is like the best things I've ever gotten.
All right.
Yeah, I know. So happy. What'd you get for Chris?
Christina just got a new, I guess you'd call her an open ocean swimmer.
Uh-huh.
So I got her a triathlon wetsuit so that she can swim right off the in the ocean here where it's
a triathlon
freezing.
Wetsuit.
So they're the difference is they're a little shorter in the arms and legs, so they're easier to get in and out of.
I see.
And they're
You can't like get out and run with that thing on.
So in a triathlon, you'd go do your swim and you'd be wearing this wetsuit. And then when you get out, you have to strip the wetsuit off, get into your biking gear, and you take off on the bike. And
I see.
Getting out of the wetsuit is part of your timing, so you've got to be quick. So they make them easier to get in and out of, I guess. See. I've never worn one, but that she wants to. She's been very frustrated with the COVID weight gain. There's not been a lot. I haven't noticed it that much. I think of anyone in the family, I've gained the most weight. But she's wants to get in shape, and so that was her thing. Like, I want my... So I got her that. We all got her that because it's pricey.
Yeah.
Like, more than a surfing wetsuit. I went, what?
Well, it's special, Vin. It's special.
Jesus.
And the people who need it, they're like, I got to have that.
Anyway, so we got her that, and then I, you know, I took a shift in the long shift in the morning, and, and she got out of the house. Oh, did you think I said something else?
I did.
Okay, well, no,
took I took a long one of those that. In the morning. Well,
no, goodness. Anyway, one more quick question about Mother's Day. Again, happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there. But what do your kids call you, Mom?
Mom, just Mom.
Oh, okay, that's the majority of
yeah.
They say some adults still call their mom Mommy though. Mommy.
Sure, I'll call my mom Mommy. But my mom, I just call her Ma.
All right.
Like, she was never really Mom to me, or it was Ma.
Ma? Ma's 7% of the people asked. 10% use Mama, and that's what we use at my house. Mama. I like that one.
Ooh.
Okay, this article, when I saw it, I went, oh, God, Sarah's out there on the internet. Boy. We really got to get you out of the house. This COVID thing's got you now on Reddit doing shows. Great. Women on Reddit are sharing things that guys do that aren't nearly as attractive as those guys think they are.
Yeah. Uh-oh. All right. I can't wait to hear.
At the top of the list where Sarah crossed my mind was nudity, male nudity, everything related to male nudity, pictures of male nudity in person, all male nudity now and forever. Those things are not nearly as hot as men think they are.
No, no. But it excites them to be naked. So, oh my God, I'm like this much closer to getting some. Oh, don't you want a baby? Look at me over here. Oh, can't you wait to get your hands on this? Oh, well, look at this thing. I look at it all the time. Oh, it's great. You're going to love it. I just know it. Perform for me, little one.
Little one.
Yeah.
Who calls it that? Nobody ever.
Oh, well, all the girls do.
Oh, Sarah.
Anyway, male nudity is at the top of the list of things that women say aren't nearly as attractive as guys think they are. Also, talking bad about other guys to pump yourself up.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's a loser. Look at me, though. Mm. Calling your exes crazy. Not good.
No.
You're not doing yourself any favors. They hear that and think, oh, so you talk crap about your exes. Got it.
How incredibly disrespectful.
Talking about being horny all the time doesn't make girls horny too, apparently.
No. It's weird.
That's not a good
opinion. John talks about that.
Hey, I'm horny.
About being horny?
Yeah.
How about you?
To you?
And I'm like, Jesus, all right, let's just do it so I can stop hearing about this.
Does he say the actual word?
Horny. He has, sure. Oh. Somebody just because I really need it. I'm like, all right, okay, I can do it. I'm willing to put out.
There's poison there. Help me out.
He says that. He's like, I just got to get the poison out so I can go on with my life. Okay.
Not being able to do the most basic cooking or housework, which shows you're looking for a girlfriend to be your ma.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you want to be cared for. The truth is, though, there are people who want to do that. So you just got to, I guess, find the right people.
Right. There might be the perfect girl out there for you. She's like, I like nothing better than staying at home, cleaning your house and picking up your messes and cooking your food.
We want it now. The meatloaf.
Loading up on cologne, jewelry and hair gel. All these things are not nearly as attractive as guys think they are. This was a Reddit post by women who are letting you know, drop the jewelry and the cologne.
There must be girls who like that because enough dudes do it. There have to be girls out there who are like, that's my guy, GTL.
Well, of course, there's tons of stuff that people like that I look at and think, ew, who wants that? Even dudes who are all matchy-matchy with their outfits, I always think, like, it's too much. You're too well thought out.
One thing to be sort of put together nicely and you look neatly trimmed and freshly shaved and your clothes don't look like you slept in them. That's all nice. But there is a line there where I feel like, geez, if he puts it together that nicely, what's he going to think of me? You know, like, I'm not nearly as coiffed. I mean, that guy spent more time on his hair than I did on my entire routine. So,
also making the list is your truck nuts, which I don't see.
Oh, some girls like truck nuts. I like truck nuts. I'd be like, that guy's got a sense of humor.
All right.
And truck nuts.
Right. This is a story that I will be repeating many times today because I absolutely love it. So, okay. I got it from the Mercury News. Mattel is in the news this morning. They've announced a new playback recycling program. They're going to give your old toys a second life.
Oh.
So one of the things that has occurred to me as I've become a parent in the last, whatever it is, 7-something years, is that a lot of plastic waste happens. A lot of garbage toys. Often things that the kids don't even go back to play with. Things that you go, geez, this thing, this plastic nightmare got used twice and now it's just sitting there in the corner with all the other junk. So this is rad. Mattel is going to actually make labels available to you that you can print. So they're going to pay for the shipping. You print the label, box up whatever you're sending back to them, and they'll figure out how to reuse it. I think it's
wow.
It's the future. It's what's got to happen. Some of these companies have to take responsibility in a way that is
meaningful,
profound. And
right.
Here it is. So they're saying that, and this announcement is as of today. They're launching the Mattel Playback Program, through which the company will recycle toys from Barbie, Matchbox, and Mega Toy lines. They plan to add more brands to the list in the future. All you have to do is print a free shipping label off their website, pack and mail the toys that your kids no longer play with back to them. They'll salvage useful pieces from the toys to recycle. If the toys cannot be recycled, the company will downcycle them instead of turning the toys into instead of being able to use them again, they turn them into other plastic products.
Oh.
And then lastly, if they can't reuse any of the stuff, they'll incinerate the toys and turn them into energy rather than having them go into landfill.
Wow.
So in one way or another, depending on what the toy shape is, it'll get reused.
That's
epic.
It's great. Now, if every plastic container that any food or anything else came into, if we could do the same thing with that, sheesh.
That's what's got to happen. Exactly right. So no. Mattel's playback program will help parents figure out a way to get these things out of landfills and back into little kids' hands, or better yet, incinerate them.
Right.
Great.
Use them for energy.
Huge.
It's great. Good on you, Mattel.
I'm going to repeat that a couple times. And actually, maybe, Bryn, you can post this on the Serenvini Facebook page.
Now. I'll post it up, the direct link to Mattel.
Perfect. So that's called the Mattel Playback Program, where they'll be recycling your kids' toys. I hope to pack up some stuff and send it today. Maybe not today. I'm kind of busy. But we got a lot of junk. A lot of. You can't believe how many dolls and stuffies two little girls can accumulate.
Well, in the past, I've just donated that stuff.
That's what we usually do, too.
Register the toy when you first buy it in order to get that free shipping label.
Say that one more time.
I wonder if you have to like register the toy when you buy it to get that free shipping label.
No, they're saying, no. They're saying you just go to their website and print the label and send it to them.
And it doesn't matter. They're like,
as long as it's one of the toys on the list that they're recycling and they plan to expand that, think it's going to be huge. I hope it's huge. That's why I'm trying to sort of promote it. I hope it's a big deal and that people are in. Because, you know.
Right. Every little bit helps.
Oh, Bryn's showing it to us now. Okay. Mattel playback, everybody.
The whole world can't be a garbage dump, can it?
Samantha Ramsdell went viral because she's got a giant mouth.
Oh.
Oh.
I saw this and went, Sarah can do that. You can do this.
I can't do it.
Oh, you could do it. I know you could.
My mouth is smaller than you think. I can't get my fist
in the mouth.
You can
unhinge your damn jaw. What are you talking about?
Even when I do that, I already did it. You missed it.
Samantha Rams, I guess she comes to us via TikTok.
Oh.
But anyway, she fit an entire large McDonald's large French fry in her mouth at once.
Oh.
She claims that she can gape her mouth around 4 inches wide when she's open at... That's a lot. That really is a lot. Isn't it?
Yeah. I would say I'm under 2 inches teeth separation at my biggest stretch.
The current record to beat is 3.75 inches. So if she can really get the four, then she's going to be the new record holder. But she comes to us via TikTok, as do many, you know, superstars.
Sure. These days, that's where I look for my superstars.
The modern superstar comes to us via TikTok, and that's where Samantha does. So if you would like to see a lady fit an entire large McDonald's French fry, look up Samantha Ramsdell, and it's likely that she's going for
the... So you're saying
she,
like, takes the paper thing, and she gets her mouth all the way around it, and then she pulls it out, and all the fries are, like, sticking out of her mouth kind of thing? Oh, yeah, there it is. Jesus, her mouth is huge.
And then
she
goes
on.
Even with
all those fries in the way. Oh, my God.
In the video, she goes on to push those all the way in. Oh, there you go.
Is there just a picture of her with her mouth open?
Yeah, there is.
Oh. Yes. I want to see that. I got Samantha Ramsdale's giant. She rams those fries. Yeah, girl.
But I'm sure plenty of people are in on Samantha's talent.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think you'd want a smaller mouth, but what do I know?
Look at that.
That's not real.
That is...
That is not real.
You got to look at this video or this picture. She's... Yeah, that's real. Look. Yeah. Gigantic. She's basically...
Oh,
she's
my
got
God. Is she
a,
like,
snap
blowing,
back head.
Blowing air into her... She is. She's like a Pez dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is, well, she's got this really bright red lipstick around it, too, so it looks like just a horrible wound.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, with teeth, it is, she looks very normal when she's just smiling, and, but then she opens up her mouth, and you're like, oh, God, she's gonna eat my whole head! That's no good! Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, there you go. She'll
you
probably...
You ever sat in front of, like, a really powerful fan, and it kind of blows your cheeks open, and you're...
It
you
looks
know,
like that's
the,
what she's doing.
The
but
dentist,
she can just
where
do
they
that.
crank away your lips and cheeks and stuff from your teeth, so they can get at you.
Or a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, like a roller coaster ride. Your lips, your cheeks are flapping.
Uh
huh. Damn.
Our
that's
text
exciting.
Number
Put that
is 800-400-3697. That's where you can text us and comment on whatever. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. What is the name of the place recycling toys? It's Mattel. Mattel's playback program. You can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and find a link.
It's only certain toys for now. But
for now. But right. And you know what? Next needs to, I mean, look, baby steps, but also the packaging. I mean, if you've ever seen the packaging that toys come in, come on.
Plastic on plastic.
Right. Exactly right. It was weird. You know, remember what in the 70s, it was Save the Trees. And that's when plastic came on.
Yeah.
It was like we all thought, oh, well, it's terrible what we're doing to the forest. We better use more plastic. And now we find ourselves like...
Plastic. It
whoops.
Never goes away. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
That was not a good plan. Let's see. 707. Elon Musk was good on SNL.
Really good on SNL.
The segments and skits were funny and suited for him.
Yep.
Yeah, I have comments on that. I watched the show, and I'm sure you plan to start with that, right?
I absolutely. In fact, there's my tease. Elon Musk on SNL.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.